says he's dropping his $35 million libel suit against a former congressman from California, Pete McCluskey. Robertson filed the lawsuit 2 years ago after Pete McCluskey charged that Robertson had used his father's influence to avoid combat in Korea. And joining us now live from Washington, D.C., Pete McCluskey. Good morning.
Morning.
You were in the Marines with Pat Robertson. You went over on the ship in 51, is that right, to Korea?
We were part of the fifth replacement draft going in right after the Chosin Reservoir. Pat was on the ship, said his father was a senator. He was going to try to get his dad to try to keep him out of combat. Was successful. He was taken off the ship 2 days before we reached Korea. He passed up about 4 months of that war when about 80% of those second lieutenants were killed or wounded. He finally got to Korea about 5 months later after the Chinese had asked for a truce. He served as a liquor officer, provided booze to the officers for 7 months, and came home. He was never close to combat, and I don't think it matters what he did 37 years ago. What matters is he's lying about it now.
When did you decide to bring these charges to the public?
I've been telling this story for some 37 years. I told it in 1981 when I saw him on television saying the Congress was soft on communism. When I started laughing, and I was running for office at the time, they asked me, how can you beat the moral majority when they're opposed to you? And I said, let me tell you a little about one of the moral majority leaders, and told this story. I guess 15 Marines have come forward now that corroborate that story. He's chickening out of the trial just like he chickened out 37 years ago. The courtroom's a great place to learn the truth. You don't always see it in presidential campaigns. Now that he's up with the truth to be told and the testimony under oath, he's backing off. I think it shows a little about him.
Well, what can you do now?
Well, I can ask the court to see it as a condition of dropping the suit that he at least pays the costs. It's been over $400,000 to defend the suit. He brought the suit. He chose to use the courts. Legal process is something I don't think people ought to use for political purposes. I think he has, and I hope the court will order that he pays the fees.
Pat Robertson says you're pressing this issue because you're a Bush supporter.
I am not pressing the issue. He brought the lawsuit.
But now pressing the issue as we're coming upon Super Tuesday.
I think the truth ought to be told. I don't know any better place to get the truth than a courtroom. He invoked the process. I think he ought to go through with it.
Do you have any evidence or letters that show that his father used influence?
Well, I think that's why he's backing out. We found his father's letters. He left them to his own university, William and Mary College, under seal. And when we subpoenaed those letters, they show that first Robertson and a buddy of his named Ed Gaines knew they were getting off the ship in advance. We found before he was taken off the ship, his father writing a letter to the Marine Corps saying, thank you for assuring me that my son will not go into combat. A second letter to the father of a friend saying that Pat and Edwin are going to an interesting and historical place in Japan. Other letters saying that he hoped that the war would be over before Pat got into combat, that kind of thing. It's not a very happy story of how a Virginia senator used his influence. It's particularly distressing because the South has been the tradition of military volunteerism, and here was a man using political office to get out of combat. It just doesn't taste very well.
So is it his dad's fault, or why should we care that it influences Pat Robertson as our selection of president?
Well, what worries me, you know, when you get a president into office that has evaded combat at his youth, and all of his advisors are saying, look tough against the Soviets, be manly, don't blink on the brinksmanship. If you've got a guy that they know has chickened out when he was young, I think there's a tendency to try to prove your manhood late in life. A person ought to go up through the ranks. It's very difficult when a man becomes a general late in life and wants to prove his manhood then. I feel that either Dole or Bush, both of whom were in combat, both of whom you don't hear making warlike statements, a man like Robertson who wants to take on the combat or take on the communists anywhere they are, anywhere in the world, I think it's a little dangerous to have a man like that in the White House.
Pete McCluskey, thank you so much for joining us.